broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside. This is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Colin Markovich, joined today by...
Jamison Adame, Opinions Editor.
Crystal Mims, Assistant Radar Editor.
Amy Zahn, Assistant News Editor.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the newsroom. This is a repeat performance for Amy and Crystal, and Jameson, you took a week off last week, huh?
I did.
How was it? What was it like not being with the fun people?
I slept a lot.
Go die in a hole.
Yeah, I curled up into a ball and slept, because I don't get to do that all that often with the amount of work you give me.
Whoa!
Damn.
Well then.
Also, would you like some ice for that burn?
Okay.
Oh well, man, we just put up the mood lighting in the room.
We always do the radio show with very dim lighting, so that's what Jameson's referencing.
I really like the red light. It's very nice.
Yeah.
I just meant, going off of his comment about mood lighting, never mind, just continue.
All right, so if you
My comment, we put up the mood lighting. Amy's comment, I like the red.
That's pretty much what happened.
So for those few listeners who are still with us, what we're going to talk about now is
how much Amy likes the color red.
I said I really like the red light. I didn't say anything about the color red.
Is a light. It's a part of the spectrum.
We're talking about the commuter lounge that will hopefully get implemented before the end of the quarter. That's the goal anyway. So we'll talk a little bit about what we think its purpose is, whether or not it's going to be beneficial or not for anybody, get some commuter perspectives. We'll hop on over to a speech you may have heard of or probably have not heard of called the State of the Union.
Heard of and heard are two different things.
Touche. Then we'll wrap up with midterms, because we all know that all you are going through midterms out there. And we're here to give you some advice that may or may not help you. Will actually probably hurt your midterm scores.
Listen to it.
Yeah. So don't listen. The lesson to take away from this is don't listen to the newsroom, guys. So I know you're still listening. What are you doing? Stop it. Switch the tuning right now. KUCR is going to quit this show, like, tomorrow. All right. But first things first, the transfer commuter lounge is a thing that's happening. It's been something that's been being worked on by ASUCR and the UCR administration for some time now. It was kind of in talks last quarter, fall quarter, but finally it seems to be getting into the works winter quarter. The goal is for it to be completed no later than spring break. Of course, this is UCR we're talking about, so it probably will be finished sometime in fall quarter of this year. But the idea is to provide a home for commuter students or transfer students or other non-traditional students who go to UCR. I guess, what do we all think of this idea? Is it transfer lounge? Is it commuter lounge? Is it non-traditional student lounge? Is it beneficial for students here at UCR?
I think it's a nice idea. I know a lot of people commute. I myself don't, but I know a few people that do, so it's going to be a nice place for them to go when they're just waiting around for classes. So,
no, one thing that they mentioned is that it's going to be open to everybody, not just commuters and transfer students. So it's not like a exclusive club where if you're not a transfer, you can't prove your commuter status, you'll get bounced.
And as such, it will become a new place for naps on campus, because that is what most lounges are used for on this campus.
I was going to say, has anybody walked through the hub, like the places where the couches are at like around 2 p.m.?
Oh my God, it's Nap Central. It's great.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing in the world. I want naps to be institutionalized.
That makes it sound like you want them to go to a mental hospital taking naps.
No, the siesta, the way they do it in Europe, where you just have like a set hour of every day where most businesses shut down, and then everyone takes like a 3-hour break, and then they come back. Do it in Europe, and it's done in parts of the Caribbean, and I love it, and I want it.
Well, if it's done in Europe, it must be wrong, because this is America. So we're not going to go with any socialist.
We don't need no sleep.
We don't need socialist naps in this country.
We drink rock stars. Also, I've drank 3 rock stars today.
Shameless plug. Go out and buy your rock star today.
Yesterday, I drank one of the monsters that is so big that it has a cap to it. And the day before that, I drank 2 of those.
So I know one time that I walked through the lounge. It was basically what Jameson said. It was an app center. Like, everybody, there's that round area in sort of like the big giant Campbell's soup can on campus, the big cylindrical building. Does people know what I'm talking about, right?
Did you?
Yeah.
I've never heard it called the Campbell's soup can. Well,
that's what it looks like to me.
The, I would the place just call across it the from cylinder.
Across from Sushi by Panda,
like
the big
that,
round.
That says something about how you view things if you see a cylinder and the first thing you think of is can of soup.
It's an Andy Warhol reference. How about that?
He's cultured.
He just painted the picture of the can.
Yeah, well,
the can existed.
So in that cylinder, actually, it's sort of to the right of that. If you know where all the, like, the the cork boards are for organizations that post things, off to, if you're facing Sushi by Panda, it's off to the left, and behind you is where the lounge is going to go. That's the place where the stacked deli used to be. Does, for those old people here at the newsroom, does anybody remember the stacked deli?
Yes.
I do. I never went there. Did either of you guys ever try it?
I have never gone. I went inside once, but I didn't buy anything.
I never even went inside.
It was so bad that Amy went inside and was like, nope, left right away.
I'll have you know, too, that Amy has extremely low standards for food. So, like, that's saying something. I saw you eat a chili cheese fry burger.
That was delicious.
That sounds like death.
It's coming from the person who drank 3 rock stars.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, no, but I acknowledge that I have awful taste.
Well, just because it sounds like death doesn't mean it doesn't taste amazing, though.
Congratulations, your death will be delicious.
It will. I know.
And
that.
Wilford Brimley will burst in your door and be like, diabetes.
That is. Oh.
The diabetes guy.
Okay, I knew about
no,
that.
He is not the diabetes guy. He is the diabetes guy. You got to say it right, and you got to grow out a walrus mustache.
So this conversation is ostensibly about the commuter lounge.
Wait, I don't see what everyone, why everybody hates that burger, though. Like, why does everybody hate it?
Okay, so new topic.
I tried to rerail it. I tried, guys.
New topic on the docket. The chili cheese fry burger.
Apparently it's controversial.
Okay, so this is a burger that has chili cheese fries, and I'm going to use your railroad analogy right now, railroaded into a burger. That is disgusting. That is the KFC double down of this campus.
I was just about to say that they announced, like, the hot dog.
The double down hot dog,
yes!
I saw that
and
too.
And I was like, that looks like a heart attack.
Yeah.
Like, wait, that sounds good. What is it?
If okay, so it's literally, have you seen the double down sandwich?
No.
Okay, the double down sandwich is 2 boneless pieces of fried chicken with bacon inside and cheese. And that's the sandwich. Instead of having bread, you have 2 boneless strips
of
fried chicken.
Right, so what's wrong with that?
Oh, my God.
That sounds good.
There's so much wrong with you.
Wait, have you
and then and then the hot dog version of it is they curl one of the pieces of fried chicken, put a hot dog in it, and cover it in cheese.
No, I don't like that idea.
Wait, no. So that one offends you?
No, it just doesn't sound as good as the other one. Have you guys tried at Denny's? They have a nacho burger. That one's good too.
Like,
they put nachos inside the burger.
I don't even know what's wrong with this country. I will have all of you know I am a man who is extremely large. I am 6 feet tall and I have boobs. These sound disgusting to me. I'm just fat because I'm lazy. I usually eat fairly healthy, but that's so gross.
I've been a vegetarian since last year, so like I can't even eat anything like that anymore.
Wait, do you still do cheese?
Yes.
Then I admire you extremely.
Colin, what do you think about these?
I don't know what to say.
Also, commuter lounge is great, by the way. But moving on to the stuff that really matters.
I think this is how we're coping with midterm stress, is like we're just like crazy.
I'm sorry, did you just segue us?
I did, except it's too early to segue because we have more time that we need to take up with the midterm commuter lounge.
Okay. So this food, for realsies though, like
all
don't,
right,
please
all right.
Don't eat it.
I'll take the hint and segue. So midterms are coming up. It is week 4 after all. I know everybody is a good student and knows exactly when their midterms are.
You know all those energy drinks I drank? I wrote 2 papers this weekend, and then I immediately died. Like, as soon as the last paper was done. Colin, you were there. I passed out on a couch in the office.
Yeah, it looked like you were sleeping like a I don't know, a metaphor for sleeping well. Sleeping
Panda.
Like a log. sleeping like a sleeping panda, which are adorable. I can't believe you guys didn't know about the live panda cam.
I don't know why we're not watching it now.
Yes, thank you, Crystal.
I watch all of the live.
Now we need to start the live red panda cam. Because red pandas are like actual pandas, but they're smaller, cuter, and even more useless and great.
But how is everybody else preparing for the midterm battle that is forthcoming?
I'm not.
Don't tell me you're done.
No, I just don't ever prepare for it.
Okay.
I let it smack me upside the head, and then I get really upset when I have to cram and stay up all night. And then as soon as it's done, I sleep with all my free time.
I advise everybody who is listening to follow Jameson's advice. Crystal, Amy, you got any midterm preparation tactics, skills, abilities, techniques?
Do you just, like, read the Odyssey a whole bunch?
In the original Greek, yes. I would have to do that for a midterm, except we're not reading the Odyssey this term. We're reading Euripides.
Ew, that one's not nearly as entertaining. There's not as much death in that one.
I can speak for myself that I just, like, voraciously go over the notes so that I've been reading, and I make, like, little flashcards for myself. Even if you're not allowed... I know some professors, like, let you take in, like, flashcards to the exam. Even if they don't, though, I just take my notes and, like, condense them down into, like, columns in my flashcards. That way I have something that I can just... has all the information that I need and just flip back and forth between them.
So you're, like, a real student.
I do that for the classes that I feel like I need to study for. Like,
and the ones you don't?
I like, glance over the study guide and make sure that I know everything that's in the study guide.
So even for the classes you don't study for, you study for them.
I sort of skim. I don't, like, study.
See, that is my study.
Yeah, that's... I just kind of look over my notes and, like...
What do you do for classes you don't study for?
I just hope that, you know...
I cross my fingers and...
There's nothing more powerful than a wish. Brings fairies back to life.
I don't believe in fairies.
Oh, Jameson, what have you done?
That one was for you, Tinkerbell.
But I know the other thing I do is I make sure that I have, like, a stock of blue books and Scantrons, and I carry them with me in my folder.
You really are a real student.
What?
I scramble at the last minute to be like, oh, God, I think I need a blue book. Do I need a blue book? Let me go grab a buck and buy a blue book.
Well, see, that would stress me out because I don't always have money on me, so if I forgot to bring a blue book or a Scantron, I would have to be early to campus. I'd have to remember that I needed it and then go to class. So I just, like, don't even worry about it by bringing blue books and Scantrons with me all the time. And that way, surprise midterm, oh, I have a blue book.
Surprise midterm? Like a pop midterm?
Like a pop midterm, yeah.
Pop midterm, everything we've gone over so far will be on. Also, it's not open book. Also, I added some stuff from the end of the term.
Also, it's right now. I've actually...
You have 10 minutes. Good luck.
Write me a 10-page essay. One page a minute. It's totally doable.
I still remember what Alex did for one of his creative writing classes. Alex, being our former features editor, had one of the greatest poems that I can't repeat on air, unfortunately.
But he wrote about it, and so it's online, and you can check it out online at highlandernews.org.
Yep. And it was great.
Yeah. Shameless plug.
Go to the website.
And I know a couple of us, Jameson and Amy, you guys are our seniors.
Woo.
How does it feel like to be seniors? I know we had a column this week talking about senioritis and how sometimes it gets kind of, like, hard to deal with. Are you guys feeling the pangs of senioritis or not so much?
I mean, actually, no.
No?
Not at all.
All right.
Okay, yes. And here's the thing. I'm a double major. Let me toot my own horn real hard right now. I'm a double major of English and Media and Cultural Studies. I finished English. It's done. I have the degree if I just quit right now. So whenever I think, oh man, I have to get this done, I always think, I could screw up really bad and I'd still be pretty good shape. Like a degree from a college and a UC. Also, I've worked a lot of jobs. So I don't, like, senioritis is hitting hard and I'm having to fight back really bad.
What are your techniques for fighting back besides energy drinks?
Crippling fear that if I don't get the other degree, I'll live in debt for the rest of my life and eventually go to a debtor's prison because they're going to reinstitute debtor's prisons.
There is no stronger motivation than fear.
I think a lot of mothers would argue that love is, but I've never been
a
mother.
No, fear. Fear. Fear.
I fear my child.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom and listening about how apparently we fear children. You are either listening to the KUCR on the radio, or you are listening to the stream on KUCR.org, or on the KUCR app from the App Store, or on the TuneIn app from Android. Jake would be so proud of me. Although I'm sure he would find something wrong with what I just said.
We'll have him listen to it later, and then he'll give you his notes.
Yeah, we'll air his critiques live on the next newsroom.
Also, real quick, shameless plug. Read opinions. There's one typo in it this week.
Jameson.
If you can, okay, no. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you can find it, come into me, in my office. I will high five you. Don't make it dirty. Don't get gross. Come into my office hours, and I will high five you. My office hours are posted in the office. Remember, my name is Jameson. Just look for that. Find the typo and give me a high five on it, because none of the editors caught it.
If
Point of pride.
Can I get a high five?
No.
Moving on. One other interesting thing that happened last week was the State of the Union address. Notice the dead silence.
Who in this room watched it, or at least watched more than, let's say, 15 minutes of it?
I watched. A good amount of it, but not all of it.
I watched probably close to half.
All right, so that's actually... Amy?
I watched none of it.
You didn't even see the sick burn that Obama gave to the Republican Party?
No, what did he say?
Okay.
Oh, man!
A lot all right. Of, like, memes and...
Okay,
all right, so...
Let me set the scene.
Oh,
or Colin,
go
you probably
no,
know
no,
way
Jameson,
better than
you
I
have
do
a flair.
Point.
You have a flair for the dramatic. I'll let you start it off.
Okay.
And I'll just hop in.
So here's Obama.
He's
surrounded
standing.
By... Majority Republicans, because they own the House and the Senate. He's talking about how his terms were both extremely successful.
He ends with, he says, I have no more races to run.
And then the Democrats clap and the Republicans clap-ish, out of respect, mostly, I guess, followed by, because I've already won both of them.
And then the Democrats clap because they're like, whoa,
sick burn. It got real petty, and I appreciate it.
Amy, you're not impressed like I thought you would be.
No, I'm extremely impressed.
Obama pulled a Regina George. Why are you not celebrating this?
And Colin, do you understand that reference?
Yes. I actually referenced Mean Girls in my article this week.
Stop it. You're not allowed to reference things
you
haven't seen.
Here.
You read through the article and you didn't catch it?
Because I didn't know you hadn't seen it at that point.
You can't sit with us, Colin.
Stop referencing Mean Girls.
For those of you who don't know, Colin is wearing pink on the wrong day.
I don't know how to respond
His
to this.
His face smells like a foot.
And he's a mouse. Duh.
How
he
are
looks
you...
like Danny DeVito. I love that guy. We're
Amy,
just going to flood you out with Mean Girls references now.
Amy, you can't do this to me. You are my compatriot in arms, and you're...
Yeah, but Mean Girls, come on.
Well, anyway...
Just was... watch the movie, and then we won't be able to make fun of you anymore.
Yeah, but we still will, so...
I hate all of you.
Get in, loser. We're doing radio. Oh.
So, yeah, that was a pretty sick burn by Obama.
Yeah,
and
no.
Probably the most noteworthy moment of the night. I think they made GIFs of Boehner's response to it. We're not even doing that right
this
now.
This is a whole different thing.
That is the most controversial thing we'll ever talk about on the show, and so we won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. But he did talk about a lot of other stuff. I don't know how much of it people paid attention. Of course, there was his one proposal, which was the community college proposal, that he sort of fleshed out and went into some more detail on.
The editorial board has addressed this for the majority, though. We got an editorial out about it, I think. Right? It's not the one
yes.
I'm writing right now, is it?
No. We talked about it this week. It was we basically said that it was unfeasible, but you can read about that online or on the paper, highlandernews.org, in the opinion section.
Shameless plug number two from my section.
Amy, can you keep up?
Well, if you pick up the newspaper and look at the front page, you're reading news. So.
Whoa! Burn! Burn!
But guess what's boring? Dry news. It's like reading a desert. Like reading a desert.
That wasn't even a good pun. And I'm like the queen of puns. I love puns, okay?
You're not that funny.
Aww.
You couldn't even respond to it.
I just really appreciate puns.
Well, Crystal, you said you watched the State of the Union. Was there anything... Why were you watching the State of the Union?
We also expect a shameless plug to be tied into your response.
Well, I just thought I'd tune in because, actually, we were leaving the show and I heard it. And I was like, oh, right, that is happening today. And so I just went back to my apartment and watched some of it. But I guess I could say that I'm a big tree hugger, so always like when he talks about climate change and all that. So that was something I enjoyed hearing.
He did mention Keystone XL, didn't he, the pipeline?
Yeah.
I think he said something about wanting more infrastructure projects besides just a oil pipeline. It's a program that would build a pipeline that would transport oil tar sands from Canada to the United States.
No, we just need a big North American plumbing system for oil. I don't think we need more than that.
I don't understand how that would operate.
And basically just put pipes all over the country so that... And Canada. Dark. I just want stuff pumped all over the country in big pipes. It entertains me as a thought.
This has been Jameson. Jameson, you watched a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, besides the sick burns?
It has a lot of the same from last time. I mean, very... Aside, was it, mixing up speeches now, I think, because I remember him talking about how he passed. This was the last speech from a while ago, how last time he had talked about, I passed healthcare, and then I'm going to do it again. And I don't remember if that was the State of the Union, the last one, or might have been his press.
Basically, every speech he does now is healthcare, it's awesome, you know.
If you drop it, then I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah.
But
I won 2 elections. Snap, snap, snap.
Yeah. A lot of it was kind of the same, I feel like. At this point, I don't think he even has to campaign anything. He doesn't have to try anymore. He kind of did what most politicians strive for their entire lives, is he got 2 terms of a presidency. So
he sits to spend the next 2 years of his term deciding where to put his presidential library.
Yeah, and... trying to figure out what he's going to do with all his aged looks now that he's run a country for 8 years?
6 years.
Well, 8 years by the time he's done, I guess.
Yeah, he will. He will. Yeah.
Oh my god, that dude aged so quick.
I actually noticed, like, his daughters, like Sasha and Malia, like, they were so small when they got into when he first was elected to the White House, and now they're, like, in high school and, like, leaving high school. It makes me feel like I am an old person and I should be on my lawn with a cane and telling, like, kids to get off of it. I've got to be honest. This is sort of a shameless plug on my end because I wrote an article for Opinions this week.
More Opinions
plugs. About the State of the Union. And I have to admit, some of the reason why I like it is because of the reactions of the people who are there watching the State of the Union.
Yeah.
I believe our website version of the article has those reactions linked.
Yes. So if you're reading it in the paper, you're not getting the full reading experience. I strongly advise you to go online and click on the links. You'll see amazing videos of Nancy Pelosi during Obama's first State of the Union, when Democrats had supermajorities in both houses. She was like the most excited little bear ever. And basically every other word Obama said, she'd leap up and clap her hands together, and Joe Biden is sitting next to her and basically he's like, woman, like, sit down. Because
also Michelle Bachmann and her eyeballs.
Yeah, Michelle Bachmann
addressing what Obama said. Like, if you didn't already think Michelle Bachmann was entertaining just to look at her face, she's also looking in the wrong place.
Yeah. And to be fair to the people, to the men in the State of the Union responses, John Boehner totally looks like he does not want to be there. His face is he's like blowing his nose, wiping.
He looks like he's melting. I have said this so many times. John Boehner frowns so much all the time. The dude's face looks like it's about to slump off his skull.
Thank you for that imagery. I don't know if I needed that. But, I mean, for the full effect, I strongly advise you to go online and check out the article. Give it a look through. And, of course, there was information about, like, the actual State of the Union and stuff. But there were also congressmen who were there with blankets. So
they were texting.
They were texting. Or tweeting.
Or playing Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird, probably, yeah. All right. So we're gonna do a new thing this week. We're going to go through and shamelessly plug an article in the paper this week. I've already shamelessly plugged mine. It's the United Community of Riverside, my column about the State of the Union. And I think you all should read it because it's kind of fascinating. And to me, it shows that politicians are people, which is something that we too often forget. We forget that they're fallible and they're human beings as well. I don't know. Just take a look, if only for the reaction GIFs. Jameson, is there an article that you want to shamelessly plug this week?
Outside of yours, I think we had an R perspective on fan fiction this week and opinions. That was really interesting read. It was written by one of our writers, Jessica Baker, and it's got really nice Times New Roman right for the title, too, and I appreciate that font because I have to write in it a lot.
But Times New Roman is amazing.
Yeah, it's got some good tips and tricks for people who are maybe not native English speakers or who are trying to improve their writing. And also it talks about shipping people in Kingdom Hearts. So, yeah, it's interesting.
The most controversial topic we will ever have. Crystal Mims, anything that you want to shamelessly plug?
I'd say you should check out our review of the new movie Mordecai. The rating wasn't too great, but the article is. And if you're still a little stressed out, you know, midterms coming up, you should go laugh at how bad it is still in theater.
Laughter is a proven way to get the stress off.
Right. So that's what I'd say.
Amy?
Well, I guess on a more serious note, the Regents recently passed some new policies to protect students against sexual assault. So we have that today or this week in the paper. So if you guys want to check that out.
All right. Why'd you have to bring it down by doing such a serious
story?
It is, but I feel like now all of ours are just like, well, let me one-up you all with something that's extremely serious and needs to be addressed. Ha ha ha.
Oh,
well, let me one-up all of you with the closing credits of this program. This has been the Highlander Newsroom, broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, 88.3 FM. It's a co-production between the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. Opinions expressed on today's show solely belong to their owners and do not represent the opinions of KUCR, the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. For Jameson Dame,
I think we need to invest in a super soldier serum for chicken so that we can combat the Nazi cows.
Thank you very much, Jameson, for that. We appreciate
it.
Crystal Mims, please don't disappoint me.
Oh, dang.
Try not to wait too long when, you know, deciding to study for your midterms because you will regret it, probably.
That is excellent advice. There was no way to disappoint me coming off of Nazi cows, so you are good. Amy's on.
You go, Glenn Coco.
Oh, yeah!
I don't know what to say to that, mostly because I'm sure it's a reference to something I don't know. So, thank you. I guessed that.
Actually, I was just going to say it's the leader of the Nazi cows. Oh, yeah!
All right, well, thank you, everybody, for listening to this inanity.
Comment Nazi cows if you want this to keep going, because I love the topic. Also, we need to research them more.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. We'll see you all next week, hopefully with 100% less Nazi cows.